What was the most important aspect for you? What were you trying to get out of today?
I mean, show them I move well lateral, not only as one way speed. You know, they know I got speed. And show them how quick I can get out my hips, turn my hips. Show them a lot, I can move, dropping coverage and everything. Just and my cardio. Show them I've been working out, staying in shape. So I think I did pretty good today.
Oh
man, I think I look. You know, I haven't played in a while, but I'm really looking forward to it. I really want to go back to that because I always told my teammates if I ever get a running head start off the edge, it'd be easier to pass rush that way. So, I mean, I'm just looking forward to playing it.
I'm back.
Was it a good decision to forego the positional drills at the combine?
It's just something I had worked on the 40 and stuff for the combine. I just worked on the combine drills, not really the on-field drills. So I just decided to just wait the pro day and just come out here and show them what I got.
Did you talk anyone who had questions about your work ethic and
prove yourself today? I think I did. You know, I still got a lot of proving to do on the field, but today was another step I took today, as in showing what I got, showing my cardio good and I can move. And I think I did pretty good at that, like I said.
Did you bench today?
No, sir.
How did dinner go last night? What kind of questions did they ask you? How did you think you came across?
I think dinner went pretty good. You know, we ate. I had a little conversation about families and everything, but, you know, they asked me the same questions everybody's been asking me about my work ethic. I still tell them the same thing. I think I work just as hard as anybody. You put me in a group of area with guys, I'm going to try to outwork them also. So just keep on pushing on to the draft.
You tired of answering that question?
Oh, I've been tired of it. I've been tired of answering a lot of questions, but it's something you have to do, so I'm just dealing with it. Think about the edit of that.
You have any individual drills set up or individual workouts set up already?
I have two set up already, but later on down the road.
With who?
The Rams and the Falcons, I want to say. Atlanta just called and tried to set up one with me, so them two will be coming up soon. Yes, sir. Only two so far.
Can you talk about, like, the biggest adjustment that you hope to make at the next level? What's the main thing you feel like you got to work on before you take the field for your first game?
Just really learning the game, you know. That's going to be my next biggest hard step. You know, I think I got all the tools that's talent-wise and athleticism, but just learning the game. You know, the game is another step up. A lot of smart guys with the same talent as you got is can outsmart you because they've been around it for a while. They know what you're doing and everything about the game. So just really learning the game and just catching on to the playbook.
Davian, I don't think the microphone is working early on. Can you just tell us again about what you're trying to showcase and how much you think you have to prove still?
I was trying to showcase that I can move lateral and, you know, showing my cardio that I've been staying in shape, working out. I was really trying to prove that out here today. And, you know, my work ethic, you know, people always keep questioning about my work ethic. I think my work ethic is pretty good. So I was really trying to prove that today, which I still got a lot of proving to do. It's on to the next level. Just keep going building.
Toward the end of that session, Romeo Crennel was working through you and kind of manning you up at times. What's it like to kind of get coached from somebody like that and know you could maybe possibly work with him in the future?
That's great. You know, I had a guy work me like that, Brad Long. He was here my freshman and sophomore year at Carolina, pushing me just like that. And I always asked him, like, man, why you always pushing me? Like, he said, he wants you to be great. You know, he wants you to be one of the best. And I feel like these guys out here want you to be great, one of the best, too. So they push you that way. So you just take coaching.
Are you following free agency and trying to figure out what team is going to pick you?
No. Not really. My mind just really been working out, just staying at that. So I can know I can land pretty much anywhere. I just want to be ready when that time comes.
Jadavion, okay, what was it like being out here on the field, probably the last time you do anything on this field before coming back and getting cheered by the crowds?
Man, it was great. You know, I was looking forward to it. I've been talking about it all week. Like, man, I just can't wait to get pro day here and get going. I've been watching for the last few years since I've been at Carolina, watching other guys go through it. So I was just looking forward to it, getting back in the movement and dropping in coverage and all of that. But, I mean, I wish we had pads on hit somebody. So just out here moving around, which is pretty good.
Teresa Villano, Pro Player Insiders. What, is there a current player that you keep in touch with that's been mentoring you through this time?
No, not a really a player. I mean, I always talk to my old teammates, you know. I always call them, check on them, see how they're doing. They're calling me, see how I'm doing. They always telling me, you training? You know, I say, yeah, I'm training, man. So it's a big day for you. Always telling me how big the next step is in this process. So they say, take it serious, man. You don't want to leave no regrets and have no regrets about what's going to happen to you. So give them everything to choose from and just keep pushing.
Your phone's probably blowing up. Who do you text message the most?
Probably my mom.
Really?
Yeah, she always texts me. So.
Jadavian, this atmosphere today, was it what you expected? Was it more than you imagined it would be?
I think it was what I expected. I said there's going to be a lot of cameras out here or people recording. I told the other guys, so just get ready, man. Just go out and have fun. When you're having fun, you don't get tired, you know. So have fun with it. It's football. We've been doing these drills for years. So when I said that, I just know I'll come out here and move through the drills.
JD, how do you balance what people are saying about you and the criticism you hear with staying focused and trying to turn that into something positive?
Because I never worry about what people say about me, you know. I worry about my teammates because I'm dealing with them each and every day. You know, it's like a family in that locker room when I was here. And, you know, every time the media says something about me, I always say, don't worry about it, man, we got your back. You know, it's a family in that locker room, and I dealt with it with my family. So now I'm just dealing with my regular family, my family back home. And it's just all saying the same thing, don't worry about it. Just go out there and show them what you got. Just keep working. You know, it's going to get better. So that's what I take in consideration.
JD, you met with Coach O'Brien last night. What was just your initial impressions of him?
Ah, man, great guy. You know, he wants you to work. You know, he all about working and being that guy. He wants you to be a great player for him coming in. He already talked about how his locker room, they got a good group of guys up there. He said he don't want no bad vibe in the locker room. And I'm like, I'm not that guy, you know. I like to have fun and smile and crack jokes a lot. But when it's time to play, I'm on top of that, too, also.
Following up on linebacker over here, JD. When is the last time you played it? And it sounded like, I mean, are you at a point where you would prefer that, or are you just open to it?
I feel like I can play it. I'm an athlete. That's what I tell people. Every time my teammates say something about me playing their position, I say, I'm not playing a position on the field. I'm an athlete. So once I just get back and start working at whatever you want me to play, I can be good at it no matter what. I just have no problem dropping and moving.
Do you feel like you should be the first pick?
Yes. What you think? I don't know. Neither guy to sit up here and say no. They don't feel like it. If you ask me a guy that and they say no, I don't know what they're doing out here. So, yes, I do feel like I should be the first pick.
After spending so much time with the Texans folks, do you feel like you're going to be the number one pick? Is that the vibe you get?
I mean, I really don't know. You know, I just want to show them what type of guy I am. You know, that's all I was there to let them know, what type of guy they'd be getting in the locker room if they was to get me, type of worker they gonna get out here on the field. Just everything about me, you know, I don't have no bad history or background on me, so I wasn't really worried about that part. Just whatever they want to know, I'm here to give answers.
If the Texans take you, are you intrigued by the possibility of playing with DJ again? Have you spoken with DJ about what's life with the Texans?
Well, man, I spoke to him. He said the defense will be one of the best, you know, with J.J. Watt up there already. And I believe me playing beside a guy like that, I'd be great. Great fit for them. Just help him out just as much as he'll help me. I learn from him, you know, take his learning and helping in my game, involved in my game, and don't tell how far I get in this game.
What was it like for you to be in the Houston Rockets locker room, and what would it mean to you if they took you? I mean, in your words, what would it mean?
Basketball. Oh, man. I always said I wanted to meet James Harden and Dwight Howard, so when they came to town, they was like, come on to the back, and I went back there. Them guys are just like me. You know, they like to have fun and crack jokes, but when it's time to play, they like to be serious on the court. And it's just like that in their locker room, and they have a great time in the locker room. I was having a great time with them, so it was pretty exciting to meet them.
JD, two questions. First, at this point, is the foot bothering you at all? Is it giving you any problems whatsoever?
No, sir.
And then secondly, when you get that question about work ethic from coaches, from media, whoever, do you understand that question? Is there anything justifiable with that question, or do you think it's unfair?
I understand it well, but dealing with me, I believe it's unfair because work ethic is not a problem. I come out here every Saturday and play my hardest out there on the field. I might be the only person you watching. that's not, y'all might say he looked tired, but if you look around me, I'm not the only one that's ever tired. So I believe football is a long game. You know, you're gonna get winded every now and then, but that's what you're supposed to have backups for, rotate. If you're supposed to rotate guys, everybody got to be there to play. And in the NFL, it's a lot of guys in the NFL, everybody getting paid for do their job. So as I have plenty of guys rotating with, so I don't really think it's going to be a problem next level.
You should be number one. Why?
I can pretty much do it all. Anything on defense, I can help. I can be a playmaker. You know, I am a playmaker. I got what it takes, I believe, to go out here and set the tone for the next guy coming up and help my team out and win games. You know, every team I ever played on, we never had a losing season. Never. I watched them. Before I got there, I can watch them lose. Not just here, back in high school or middle school. I was like, that ain't going to be my team when I play on that team. So I'm coming in with a change of attitude. I used to tell the players that, man, we ain't about to start losing in Carolina. You know, before I got here, this team, it wasn't really winning like that. And my 3 years here, we were 11-2, 3 years in a row. So it was pretty good for me.
Two more.
What are you going to miss most about your college experience?
Oh, man. My teammates. Well, it was a good group. I came in with a good group of guys. We all bonded together like a real family, brothers. Everybody had each other back, you know, cracking jokes, having laughing with each other. Everybody talking about how you always run into that guy that kind of had the same background as you had growing up. And just having that in the locker room, you know, somebody going through the same thing you're going through, it's great. You know, we just sit there and talk about our problems, talk about something, and then it helps you out, you know, having somebody there for you just that you can count on. You got to worry about them telling your business and that. So I miss my teammates. That's the most thing I really miss about being in Carolina, playing with the same group of guys that's still here.
Last one.
JD, being the number one high school recruit coming out of South Point, how important is it to be that number one pick for you, just for a matter of pride? Or is it more about fitting in with the right team, if it's a number two, number three, whatever?
I think you said it. It's a pride thing. You know, coming in high school, out of high school, I told Coach Ward and Coach Elliott and Brad Lorne, I told them three. I sat in the meet room. I said, listen, I come to Carolina, I want to leave in 3 years. I want to be the first person taken in the draft. And they thought they was like, well, that would be you if you come. And we're going to help you turn into that. And I said, well, I'm coming. Help me get to my goal. So that was always been one of my goals, always one of my dreams to be that guy taken. I just told myself I was just working to get to that point. Hopefully I can be the first target taken in the draft.